ओम शांति। 12th July 2018 Thursday. Today's blessing is, may you constantly be an embodiment of power and remain free from all waste with the art of keeping your mind busy. In today's world, those who are in a high position set their daily work schedule according to the time. Similarly, you who are images of support for the world renewal, the hero actors in the unlimited drama, the one whose lives are as valuable as a diamond, you also have to set your program to stabilize your minds and intellect in a powerful stage. Make full use of the art of keeping your mind busy, and you will become free from all waste. You will then never get upset. So today's blessing is about learning the art of keeping the mind busy, so that Baba is giving example of worldly people who hold the karma yoga which has been taught by Baba is entirely different from karma yoga which is discussed and taught in the world. There the karma yoga means to pour yourself into the karma, to get totally busy in that karma. But here it is not like that. It is what the Baba called yesterday in Sakar Murli, Dil Yarde Hath Karde. This is, you are walking and yet your heart is attached to the divine, to the supreme. You are not so much lost in the work that you forget the ability to get detached. So our karma yoga is not that karma yoga. Our karma yoga has so many things included in that. So coming back to the same question, how to keep the mind busy, or where to keep the mind busy, and what does it mean to keep the mind busy? There's one author, Stephen Covey, and he has written a book, The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. In that book, there is one chapter where he talks about staying busy, and he narrates the story of a woodcutter. A manager has employed a woodcutter, and that woodcutter is very robust and very enthusiastic and very eager to do all the work. So the manager gives him an axe and he shows him that you have to cut trees and there is a jungle. And the woodcutter is so full of vivacity and energy that on the very first day he cuts 18 trees because he is full of energy. And he is so happy and overjoyed that I have done a great job. Just in a one day he cut 18 trees. Then the next day he comes, he is even more enthusiastic. The next day he is even more enthusiastic. But in spite of all the zeal and zest, he is able to cut only 16 trees. The third day he is even more enthusiastic. But here he is able to cut just 12 trees. And the woodcutter is appalled to see that what is happening. My enthusiasm is so much, and yet I am able to, yet the number of trees I am cutting is coming down. What is the reason? And the fourth day he comes and he is able to cut just 8 trees. And he is called by the manager. And the manager asks him, what is happening? Has your enthusiasm dwindled? What has happened? So he says, no, I am even more enthusiastic every day, and yet I am finding that the number of trees I am cutting are reducing. What to do? So the manager asks him, when did you sharpen your axe the last? He says, sharpen the axe? I have no time because I am busy in cutting the trees. So the author says, to remain busy is a good thing, but one must not forget to sharpen the axe. So staying busy is a good thing, but there should also be a contemporary process of sharpening the axe, of honing the skills. So, again coming to the same question, a Brahmin soul who is totally aware of the time, who is totally alert and conscious and totally concerned about his purusharth, about his effort, where he should keep his mind busy, or how does he remains busy? So what is the answer? Where we should keep ourselves busy? Yeah, so you have to keep yourself busy in GYDS, Jnana, Yoga and Dharana and Seva. So knowledge is not just for reading, knowledge is not just for listening, hearing, knowledge is not just for telling others, relating to others. Knowledge is something more. Knowledge is to become the embodiment. Knowledge is to explore new dimensions. Knowledge is to go into the depth. Knowledge is to find out new ways. Knowledge is to explore new topics. Knowledge is to understand. In today's Murli also Baba said, do vichar sakar manthan. So this journey of knowledge keeps one busy. Because if you see everybody's hectic schedule, we will come to the realization that we are getting tired and fatigued, not because we are very busy, but because there are so many waste thoughts. If suppose somebody is doing some service for 6 hours, and in that 6 hours, his mind is drifting from one thought to another, and his mind is racing at a very high speed, and there is no control of mind, and there are a lot of waste which is getting generated. The person gets tired at the end of 6 hours. On the other side, there's another person who keeps the mind busy in between, in churning, in some drills. That churning, that drill will not make the mind exhausted. So the first thing we have to keep our mind busy is in churning knowledge, is in understanding knowledge, is in imbibing knowledge, is in understanding this knowledge from a very different platform, exploring new dimensions, exploring new avenues, new means of understanding knowledge. After all, though our knowledge is entirely different from what is there in the world, but the basic principles of spirituality remains same. So try to learn from everybody, from the experiences of others, from their knowledge, from their life experiences, from their understanding. Second is yoga. Explore yoga. Understand new ways of becoming bodiless, of having out of the body experiences, of having union with Baba, different relationships, what all the different things which we have not done in yoga till now, what are the different ways of meditation, what are the different dimensions of Raj Yoga, how Raj Yoga can be explored, how Raj Yoga can be approached in different ways. It is not that whatever I have understood about yoga, that is the last. There are multiple ways. There are myriads of different approaches towards the same yoga. So learn new ways of yoga and keep yourself busy in that dharana. How do we imbibe the knowledge? Is there a novel way of imbibing? Is there a newfangled approach of imbibition of knowledge? How do we understand and how do we imbibe this knowledge in a very different fashion? So learn different ways of dharana and seva. Always update your skills. Always hone your skills. Always remain aware of what all things are happening around. Increase the general knowledge so that we can do explore newer ways of seva. So keeping oneself busy in gyan, yoga, dharana, seva. This is one. What else? What are the different ways of keeping the one busy? Accepting new challenges every day. Learning something new. Writing something new. Developing writing skills. Creative writing. Learning new language. Learning new art. Learning music. Learning yoga and pranayama. Anything which is helping us in Gyan Yoga, learning that, reading new things, reading, creative thinking, learning speech giving, learning new activities, learning brainstorming techniques, attending and listening new classes and newer ways of listening to classes and newer ways of even conducting the classes. It should not be the same monotonous way of conducting the classes. Nothing should become monotonous. Everything should be new. New approaches, new topics, new theory, new practical, new practice. Bring newness everywhere. This, even the thought of bringing newness keeps one busy. Then, forming new habits. Forming new hobbies. The mind doesn't want to go to the path of resistance. It prefers the path of least resistance. It doesn't want to go to those paths where there is a new learning. Because new learning means forming new neural tracks. Neural paths in the brain. There is a very beautiful word in medical sciences which is known as plasticity. Neuroplasticity. Brain plasticity, or you call it neuroplasticity. Earlier it was thought that once the neural paths are formed, they cannot be changed. But it's not like that. You can make new paths in your brain. Just by new habits. Keep on repeating new things. The mind is resistance. Trying a new dietic regime. And then see what happens. Mind doesn't want. Mind wants to go to the same addicted path. The moment it is deprived of something which you like so much, craving arises. Somebody likes to eat sugar after food, after lunch. So don't give it sugar, so it craves. But how long it will crave? There is an itching. Don't itch. Tolerate it. After some time, the itching will disappear. After some time, the craving will go away. So, this is also an experiment. The whole life should be an experiment. Mahatma Gandhi has written in his autobiography, even about diet, that a votary of truth, a sadhak of brahmacharya, should keep on experimenting with diet throughout his life. Explore new diets. Explore what are the different things in diet. So diet, newness, hobbies, newness, learn new games, learn new skills. There are hundreds of skills, right from the driving, to writing, to listening, to music, so many are there. learn all those skills which would be useful in seva. Learn computer, computer skills, yeah. This all what? Recording skills. Singing, music, writing poetries, composing poetries, new poetries, painting. So, paint, even if you don't know how the greatest geniuses of the world are produced. They are gardening, yeah. So, there is a huge, whole lot of things one can learn. Think what I can learn today. What are the new things? What are the new challenges? And accept the challenges. Don't say that, no, I have never done this before. That is why you have been given this opportunity. To do it now. You do not know. By doing it, you do it by doing. In English, there is a saying, you do it by, you do it by doing. This is a very simple saying. Don't say, I do not know, I have never done it before. This is not my department. You do it by doing. Keep on doing, keep on doing, keep on doing. Practice and practice and practice and practice. Keep on practicing. Anything you can learn of this world. There's nothing which you cannot learn from practice. Another thing of keeping oneself busy is cleaning the room. Declutter the room. Declutter the room and declutter the mind. Others' room also, if you have time and if they have no objection. Don't do that without their permission. Then cleaning the inbox of email. Keep cleaning the inbox of email. Removing the shortcuts on the desktop. These are some of them. Arranging the folders. Because lot of clutter is there on the desktop here also. So, these are keeping the mind busy. These are some of the things of the world I am talking or related to seva. But what Baba is saying is about keeping a mental timetable. Associating every task with some self-respect, some soman. Driving, who I am. Cleaning, sweeping, who I am. Attaching some soman to one action or act. Doing this. If speaking, before whom I am speaking, the greatest souls of the world. Baba is saying, hero actors of this unlimited drama. You are the souls who are responsible. You are the support, Aadhar Murt, Vishwanava Nirman of the world renewal. So, keeping these thoughts, staying in the higher consciousness, creating new somans, reading Murli by different ways, by different manner, by different churning methods, developing communication skills, developing soft skills. There are about 10 soft skills in the world. They talk about soft skills. What are they? What are soft skills? Etiquettes, manners, how to eat, how to talk, how to behave. What are the bathroom rituals? Yeah, so all these are the skills, how to give speeches, how to listen, how to be a good listener, what are the listening skills, speaking skills, public speaking skills. For every Brahma Kumar and every Brahma Kumari should be a speaker. Because one of the subjects of four is seva. And most important seva is definitely mansa, mental service, service through the mind. But when it comes to practical, you have to learn this new art of delivering speeches. So, learn all of these things. Stay busy in learning. Stay busy in sharpening the axe. Stay busy in memorizing something. Every day we should memorize something. It is not that I cannot memorize and we should not memorize. Every day one must learn the art of memorizing. Memorize some small paragraph. You can take that small paragraph from the Murli or Vardhan or question or answer or something. So this is about art of keeping oneself busy. Okay. So this is what Baba is saying. This will make your stage very powerful. When you stay busy, at least the mind will not go down to the lower things of body consciousness, of vices, of waste, of negativity. It will stay somewhere on the higher platform, where you are learning something, where you are developing something, where you are growing, whereby you are growing every day. So this internal spiritual growth is what Baba wants. Om Shanti.